Hey everybody, Chuck Tomasi here from Chuck Chat Freestyle, the audio blog about my life, etc., etc. December 15th, 2013. Merry Christmas, everyone. I know, it's still 10 days away, but I'm in the mood. It was our Christmas program at church today, and just like a lot of things at work, nothing ever goes perfect. Got there at a real early hour. We didn't have to meet the kids until 8:30 to get set up and whatnot, but I didn't sleep well last night, so I went in early about 7, 7:30, and I think the pastors were barely there at that time, and found out that my angel Gabriel was sick last night, so she couldn't show up. So we did a quick substitution, called in a former student who's now in fifth grade, and got her going, and it was great. Just a little rehearsal, and she took care of things. The funniest part was, you know, she's supposed to raise her arms and proclaim to Mary that she's going to have a baby. Only she didn't raise her arms over her head. She came walking out more like Frankenstein's monster. So we had kind of a zombie Gabriel. It was great. And then her younger sister was giving her stage direction from the pulpit, which was funny too. Oh, a number of screw-ups. Those are the memories you live for and the entertainment you can't buy. But I will miss that, and I hope some parent got it on video, because I would love to see that in its entirety again someday. If I'm ever having a bad day, that's what I'm going to watch. Oh, sorry. Just woke up from a nap, because I couldn't sleep well last night. I already mentioned that, I think. Funny story yesterday, while I was putting together goodie bags for the kids yesterday, as an after-play snack, I gave them each a bag with a cookie and a candy cane and some Hershey's Kisses and some popcorn and some gum. So everybody got a little something, all the first, second, and third graders. And I went to the store, and I was wearing my Santa hat all day, because went to church and for the rehearsal at 9 to 11 a.m. with the kids, and then just kept it on the rest of the day. Even went to Desolation of Smog with my Santa hat on. Well, I walked into the grocery store, and this couple was loading groceries into their car in front of the main front door, and it was rather snowy out. Older gentleman was putting something in the trunk. I suspect it was his groceries, and his wife was over by the passenger side door. And as I walked by, the gentleman yelled out, "Hey, Santa Claus!" And I turned around and said, "What would you like for Christmas, little boy?" He goes, "Little boy, I've been lifting dumbbells since I was 7 years old." And I said something like, "You know, that's terrific. You look great." He goes, "You think you can kick my ass?" And it made me laugh, but what made me laugh harder is what his little dear wife said next. And I don't think he heard it, because he didn't respond one way or the other. She said, "I can." I went into that grocery store with the biggest grin on my face. That was a wonderful holiday memory. I came out later and I saw them in the parking lot. They were just leaving and I was just leaving. So I let them pass in front of my vehicle and, you know, gave them the old two fingers to my eyes, two fingers to him, like, "I'm watching you." It was a good time. Well, I am going to keep it short. There's lots left to do to prepare for Technorama tonight. Lots of stuff brewing on the horizon. We've got our inspection done with the home. Need to discuss that with Donna when she returns. She's stuck in the Upper Peninsula right now. Lake effect snow has stranded her in Marquette at her mom's house. So she's safe, but she's not going anywhere today, unfortunately. So I have to wait another day to see her. And hopefully we won't need any signatures tomorrow right away. So I'll see if I can get an ETA on when she plans on getting on the road. And what else? The appraiser came, but we won't find out till tomorrow anyway. So tomorrow is kind of make a decision day and get the closing stuff taken care of. So project moving along. A few surprises here and there from church and from home and everything else. Until then, till next time, 101.